land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Hour number two on 9-11 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. You may have heard at the top of the hour news, Ingham County Prosecutor John DeWayne told MERS News Service yesterday that he has referred the case over to the Attorney General's office. Dana Nessel will now be in charge of the investigation into State Representative Neil Friske. In his statement, DeWayne said the case was referred to the Attorney General's office because it involves potential crimes in multiple county jurisdictions. Given the statewide jurisdiction, the Attorney General, I believe their office is best situated to handle this case at this point. Attorney General Dana Nessel, when asked about the situation following a roundtable discussion on price gouging legislation, reiterated the county prosecutor's comment without elaborating any further. Nessel said her office frequently offers to assist and or investigate potential criminal complaints when multiple jurisdictions are involved, because her office has jurisdiction in all 83 Michigan counties. Attempts to reach Friske and his attorney in Lansing were unsuccessful. Friske maintained his innocence in a prior written statement back on June 24th. Again, remember the timing of that arrest was just days before the absentee ballots were going out for the primary election. Previously in reports, Lansing police had been dispatched to a residential area about 5 minutes from the location where Friske was at home. Public records shows his home located at the 2500 block Windbreak Lane. At the time, Friske's campaign said on a Facebook post, after the arrest, the timing of the arrest was highly suspect, considering absentee ballots had been released and in the mail literally that day. Again, Friske claims he was simply exercising his Second Amendment rights. He sought re-election but lost the primary to Parker Fairburn. 25 years old, fifth generation Northern Michigan resident. Well, now the case is with the Attorney General's office. Again, I find it very interesting. Dana Nessel goes after Republicans. She doesn't go after Democrats. She only goes after Republicans. This is going to be very, very interesting as this case moves forward. When will it be resolved? God only knows. How long is she going to take? How long is she going to drag this out? Well, he lost the primary. He's no longer going to be a state representative after January. We'll see where it goes. We'll continue to report on it as more information comes forward. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Now, y'all up here in Northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Into the Show, second segment, hour number two. I'm going to talk about a story that broke yesterday the very liberal socialist communist organization Bridge Michigan came out with a bombshell of a report, quote unquote, that's what they're calling it, is coming out of Lansing yesterday. 2 days of complete silence from Republican candidate for U.S. Senate Mike Rogers. Bombshell report on his work to boost opioid prescriptions and his support for and from the drug industry. Folks, I knew about this story years ago when Mike Rogers was a U.S. congressman. Not only does he have a track record of bills, legislation, the Patriot Act, the list goes on and on and on. He was exactly the reason why I would not get behind Mike Rogers before the primary. I knew he had baggage from when he was a congressman. I knew eventually these stories would start coming out. Well, sure enough, they're coming out. Now, the good thing is Rogers and Slotkin have agreed to two televised debates. Wood TV in Grand Rapids and WXYZ, the ABC affiliate, in Detroit. Depending on the moderators, depending on how they dive into these type of topics, are they going to do also Lisa Slotkin's donors list, the bills that she's voted for, the legislation she's pushed while being currently a congresswoman in Washington, D.C. All of these stories are from Rogers' past over a decade ago. Well, we'll see. But here's the facts, here's the story, and why Rogers hasn't responded to it yet, I have no idea. Bridge Michigan's opening statement is, what separates Rogers from other policymakers at the time, other members of Congress? Was it his close ties to the Payne Foundations that bankrolled drug companies, increasing the sales of pain pills like OxyContin? It's been 12 days of silence since Mike Rogers had first heard about the story that was coming out by Bridge Michigan. 2 days since the story bombshell report actually broke, exposing Rogers' toxic record as one of the congressional leading advocates for increased access to pain care. That's what it was called back in the day. His close ties to pain foundations that were bankrolled by drug companies trying to increase sales of pain pills like OxyContin. Rogers refuses to answer for his decade of advocacy to boost opioid prescriptions while taking hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the drug companies that are now paying billions of dollars in national opioid settlement lawsuits for their roles in causing the epidemic. Rogers' support of the drug industry was notable enough that he is reinforced, at least in one book, about causing the opioid crisis. Reporters have pointed out to information they found out that it's hard to deny that Congressman Rogers was definitely involved in the opioid crisis. Michigan Democrat Party, picking up this bombshell report, says Michiganders deserve to hear from Rogers about his work contributing to the opioid crisis. as the nation tumbled into a crushing epidemic that many are still battling today. Five questions the Democrat Party wants him to answer. Why did you refuse to identify the big drug companies as being responsible for the opioid crisis, including the ones that are now paying Michigan millions of dollars in settlements for their role in the epidemic? Was it because you received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign donations from the very same drug companies? How do you now claim not to have known about your close ties to Big Pharma and the drug companies fueling the crisis when, in fact, you were one of the principal beneficiaries of the drug companies' donations? How do you deny that the lack of regulation by Congress at the time helped fuel the opioid crisis while you were introducing bills pushing Big Pharma? How do you deny any responsibility when experts say you directly contributed to the crisis and could have actually done more to temper the opioid epidemic? Looking back, do you now regret your work as a champion for the drug companies, manufacturers, and distributors of the drugs that have literally killed tens of thousands of Michiganders? Well, now Rogers says he's vowing to fight the drug war, and he himself is going to make this a top priority if and when he gets elected to go back to the U.S. Senate. Got to ask yourself a very simple question. Based on the timing of this back in 2010, 2011, 2012, 2014, over a decade ago, was when Rogers was participant in this effort in Washington, D.C. We all make mistakes. Has he learned from those mistakes? Now that he's seen actually what has happened, not only to Michiganders, but the country, is this now a mission of his to help stop it, defeat it? Vow not to take any more money from the drug companies, actually help people fight this epidemic? That's what the Democrats want to know. That's what they're focusing on. Well, Rogers has some explaining to do. And I'm sure it's absolutely going to come up at the debates. You can absolutely guarantee that. Is he going to be prepared? Is he going to be well prepped for the debates? We'll have to wait and see. One of the things I think that is going to come out, Slotkin has some issues as well. Are those stories going to be covered by the media? Probably not. Will they be somewhat of a bombshell drop at these debates? When Rogers hits Slotkin on it, triggering her to go into the defensive mode, much like Donald Trump was in the debate last night. These debates could end up being absolutely the main decision maker for many people on this race for U.S. Senate. As they spend more time analyzing all of this strategy, looking at the debates, watching the debates, trying to connect the dots, I think it comes down to this. People need to vote straight Republican Party ticket. In Michigan, we need to get the word out, vote Republican. And people, when you say that to them, they know why. They know exactly the games that are being played, how this is all being spun, how this is all coming together in one big rehearsed unified messaging, starting at the top with Harris, Slutkin, and then the congressional races. You got to ask yourself a very simple question, one that Kamala Harris never answered. The very first question of the debate: are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? Basically, that simple. If you're not, vote straight Republican. If you think you're better off today than you were 4 years ago, vote straight Democrat. There's no individual race, whether it be Donald Trump at the top of the ticket for president, Rogers for U.S. Senate, it really doesn't matter. You have to look at the policies. Donald Trump was president for 4 years. Here's what he's accomplished when he was president. Here's what Biden Harris has done in the last 3.5, going on 4 years. The PAGS video is excellent. And if you haven't gotten it yet, text me PAGS, P-A-G-S, and I'll send it to you. With that link, I will also send you the graphic, Vote Republican. You know why. These are signs that the Antrim County Republican Party have come up with and are printing, and we are picking them up this week here for our county. The stark differences between policies is what people need to be focused on. Forget the rhetoric. Forget the cool, warm, fuzzy, emotional messaging that they're putting out there. Even in her debate answers, even in her closing statement. I want to be the president of opportunity. Where have we heard this before? 2008, Barack Hussein Obama, hope and change. We need hope and change. We need a new direction. Well, this is what Harris is basically saying. We don't need to go backwards to the 4 years of President Trump's presidency. We need to go forward. Hope and change has become opportunity. The days of better times to come, a better economy, better prices, a better life, a lower cost of living, better standards here in our country is what she's all about. Got to ask yourself a very simple question. How are you going to do it? What policies are you exactly going to do to implement what you're saying? Donald Trump has a track record of his policies. And that's what people need to think about. So again, text me PAGS. I'll send you the video. I'll send you the graphic for voting straight Republican. Because I got to tell you, folks, the undecided, the independents, the people sitting on the fence, they're going to be making up their minds in the next 55 days. We need to influence them. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.